I have some bad news. Well, good news and bad news. The good news is...
No, start off with the bad news.
The bad news?
Yeah.
I didn't do my homework. So, like, I know I'm a leech. But there was the specialties that you sent over.
Yeah.
I did not do any homework on that.
That is A-okay.
I'm sure Andy did.
I did all my homework.
Brandon,
I know, but you're sleeping with the teacher.
I'm doing it now.
Sam, you gonna ask me about the good news?
What's the good news?
I came up with a nickname.
Oh yeah?
What, name character. Or nickname?
What?
Name or nickname?
Nickname. My name is Charles Xander Chuckles Doubleday.
Chuckles.
Chuckles.
Can I call you Chuck for short?
Yeah, for sure. But I guess we could just play it. I mean, I just tell you in character eventually.
Well, do we want to introduce our characters, or how do we want to start this?
So I have a way to start, if you want, where you can introduce your characters in-game. I did want to just quickly go through the crew sheet, just to make sure there is nothing I missed. You guys, your special abilities was you, everyone, one thing you might want to do, I don't know if you did this, was assign your special, your extra tokens or your extra traits.
Oh, right.
Because that'll affect that how many dice you can
do. Is that the same thing as special abilities?
No. So,
okay, I remember now. It's the ones on the side, right? Yeah. Insight and prowess.
Yeah, study, attune, that kind of thing. Consort, there's a whole bunch of them.
I gotta print this out at work so I have a copy of it.
You just want, I think you get two to start with, and then you can assign four more.
Like
three to start with, right?
Yeah, three. I think it's three.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you personally get to, like, that's already set for you, and like I said, you get to assign some more, so you might want to do that before we start, just so you, like, have an opportunity to roll things.
All right.
Also, Tiger, I can't see you, but I think that's more of my laptop than it is you.
Yeah, it sounds like it's your problem.
It is. It's a me problem.
Well, there's nothing to see, but I am in the shadows.
That's you're just a voice from the shadows.
From the shadows. Chuckles Doubleday.
From the shadow?
Well, wait, you said two or three to start.
So you have, like, on your character sheet, you have, like, two already, you have three already filled in for you, three dots.
Yeah.
You can do four more.
Four more?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to spend them on. Should I just not worry about it?
More you spend on, the more advantage you get in that area, so the more chances you get to succeed. So kind of want to pick some, but also if you just want to pick some for now and then you change your mind, that's fine too. I'm not going to play hard and fast.
All right.
But I know Brandon has his assigned because I looked at his homework.
Wow. All right. I pick some. It's kind of at random, but.
Okay. Well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 additional points.
Yeah, and then you get a special attack. Usually they say, like, do the first one if you don't know what to do, but not a special attack, a special ability.
Special ability. Oh, okay. But they're in alphabetical order.
Are they?
No, they're not.
Mine?
Yours might be.
Mine.
Oh, I had to check to make sure I remember the alphabet. Oh, Melanie's here.
Stop talking about her.
She just came home and she wants to give me a hug, but she's embarrassed, so you're going to have to give her some applause to get her to come on stage. All right, well, she doesn't get anything. All right.
I heard her disappointment. All
right. She dressed up for the occasion. Did you notice?
To hug you?
Yeah, it's Mel, can you close the door?
She comes in to hug you, and then you yell a demand at her?
Yeah, she likes it. All right, I'm picking this one. I should probably put this in a different color. Has anyone ever played Dishonored?
Yeah.
I played a little bit of that in preparation.
It's good. That's actually pretty apt.
Well, I read about it on the internet.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it. The main character, so I played Dishonored 2. The main character, it's the girl. I forgot her name.
I know the first one's in Corvin.
Yeah, but it's Corvin's daughter. Yeah, I guess he bangs in the first one. But she's really cool.
Oh, Brandon!
I didn't hear a no.
The czar?
What I need for cruelty.
Oh, Alias. Is that that's the same thing as a nickname, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That'd be Chuckles for you. Or Chuck.
That's almost as weird as Tater Salad.
Who's Tater Salad?
Ron White.
Yeah, you never heard that sketch?
No, I know that, but... Yeah. Oh, that was his nickname. I forgot. I didn't remember the bit.
Oh, yeah, he got arrested when he was younger.
American classic.
Yeah. Oh, she's back. I'm going to go make a drink.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I ate the leftover.
So are we gonna introduce our characters in game? So like as our characters, or do we gonna introduce it? Because I had it kind of typed out like third person, like, but I can do it one way or another.
I don't have.
What?
So whatever you guys prefer, I have an opportunity for a way to make you guys introduce yourself, but it's really up to you.
I just didn't know if we were doing that whole, like, everyone go around the table, introduce your character and your name and all that. And then we start to get, you know, like, isn't that how it normally goes?
Maybe we could do that, but just not go too much into backstory just yet. Mostly because I have some figured out, but not all of it.
Oh, I have a bit.
Oh, how am I not surprised?
Hey, leave me alone.
Hey, why don't you have some cereal?
I will. I had
some of his cereal earlier, the s'mores one, and I haven't eaten it yet. I've never tried it. It was so good. I can see why he eats it. It was really good.
Would you say you're addicted now?
I definitely might get some more later.
Oh, boy. Not.
You got to ask permission.
That's true.
Don't just say things.
Oh, we got to pick our friends too, right?
Yeah, but that's one thing. If you guys want to take your time on that one, you can. I don't think we're going to get to that point tonight at all. Okay. So cool. If you want to pick them out, great. If not, you don't. Not today. Today. Oh,
any day but today.
Any day but today. Brandon, your camera's frozen. You still look like you're writing. Are you you guys ready to go?
Am I moving it?
Yeah.
To me, you are.
Yeah. It's definitely my camera. It's not... Oh, there you are. Hi.
Hello.
Are you some kind of pirate?
Oh. Yeah. Wait till you hear this backstory.
It is a hoot.
Don't give a hoot.
Don't pollute.
All right.
Okay. Well, this Brandon, you want to go first and introduce your character?
Sure. I'm a pirate from the Dagger Isles. Originally came from the city, so I'm a white boy. I look like a younger Keith Richards if he dressed up like a pirate.
Keith Richards.
which he did for Pirates of the Caribbean, so you can look that up. I don't wear a hat, but I'm in the market for one. I just wear a black bandana. I'm very proud of my red frock coat, but it's seen better days. It looks like it recently slept in an alley, because I slept in an alley. But I'm not like so dirty that people think I'm a vagrant. I'm pretty, you know. My character's name is Adric FitzClyde, also known as Captain Clyde the Ghost Pirate. I'm known as the Ghost Pirate not because I'm a pirate who died and became a ghost, but because I'm a whisperer who collects ghosts, like Davy Jones. I vanished 5 years ago, and I just showed up in the town a few weeks back. Unfortunately, I'm broke, and I need a job. And since I have the unfortunate moniker of the Ghost Pirate, people assume that I was an actual ghost, and therefore that I'm not real. So no one buys it when I say I'm Captain Clyde the Ghost Pirate. They just think I'm not real.
Wait, so you steal ghosts?
Yeah, I catch them like Pokemon.
Okay.
I sail the seven seas trying to catch the seven Dagger Isles, or how many there are out there, trying to catch them.
You don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
I hope to find out one day.
My character's personality is a combination of the dude from Big Lebowski and Bojack Horseman from Bojack Horseman, as if the two fused together and became Keith Richards as a pirate. I'm not cowardly, but I will look out for myself, and I wouldn't count on me to come and save you unless for me. Oh, and I have a ghost butler named Neelix.
Oh, here's a picture of Neelix.
Is that all legal? Can I have a ghost butler? I didn't know that was an option.
Here's his ghost butler.
Ghost butler.
Is that like a seal or a dog?
It's definitely not John the Cleese? Ghost butler from DuckTales.
John Cleese is a dog.
I cleared it with the teach. I can do it. I have certain restrictions I'm already aware of.
Hey, well, welcome aboard. What was it, Adric? Sorry, I keep getting it wrong.
Yeah, Adric FitzClyde.
Adric,
or do you like Clyde?
Either one works. Right. Captain Clyde. Captain Adric FitzClyde, AFC.
AFC?
Diplomat Clyde, any of the above.
Yeah, I noticed there was the, if you're in a pinch, don't rely on you.
Yeah. Seems to be a running theme.
Familiar.
I'm changing lanes, but I'm still on the same highway, guys.
All right.
All right, next.
All right, Tiger, your turn.
Okay, I don't have as much prepared, but I am inspired to do so. So my character is Charles Xander Doubleday, also known as Chuckles. It's a nickname that Charlie has. He's not particularly fond of, but it has stuck. Like I mentioned the last time, I imagine he's kind of inspired by like Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He never went to school, but somehow he's learned that he's actually really good at like fixing things and mechanics and learning from other technicians and inventors, and sort of grew up without a father in a single mother's home, and took up just the craft from his grandfather and mother. And he's a tinkerer. But
he
always sort of lived in the streets. But he's not really uncomfortable.
Is he from Doskable?
Yeah. Let's decide that now.
Okay.
Cause Duskfall is, I mean, I know it's the city in the game, but it's also like, it's like a city, basically kind of like London or something. It's like a big city.
Yeah, it's a huge city. It's a major metropolitan area.
Yeah,
honestly, Dishonored is probably is a really good choice for set. Is a really good choice for like a, you know, now that I think about it, because that's definitely kind of like
that's what they wrote online.
My God,
when I was looking at soundtracks, everyone kept saying the Dishonored soundtrack, and I was like, that's a good idea, but that doesn't solve my problem.
Why not? Why not?
Copyright issues.
Oh, well, because we don't have to abide by those.
No, because she doesn't have it.
Some of us.
I'll put some of those in there too. I put all the soundtracks in it that I used for the other games. So if you want to pull those up later, we can do that.
Oh yeah, I was kind of clicking through them, playing with some of them. All right, Squish.
Squish. Okay, Squish doesn't really have much of a backstory as of right now, but his name is Turquish Sunder, also known as Squish. He is a Teacheros.
What is that?
White eyes, pale red skin, and pointed teeth.
So he's a monstrosity.
Yeah, but they're like it's not half demon, but they're part demon.
Is it an affront to God and everyone else?
It depends on who your God is.
Does he please children?
Does he what?
Yeah. I meant to really ask, are children afraid of him? But what I said was, does he please children?
Yeah, that's really awful. Right. We're really starting the game off with a bad tone here, man.
You know, to be criminals, but if we could just stay away from the really depraved stuff, I mean.
We try most of the time, but it's the first one that's ever been really, really bad.
Except for the guy in the prison or the jail, the rapist.
We
don't need to bring him up.
All right, I'm sorry, Andy, I cut you off. Like, can you tell us more about Squish, the child pleaser?
Squish, the child pleaser. No, he's very introverted, so he hasn't really come out and told a lot of people much about himself. So it's just something that you're going to have to discover, or you're just going to have to talk to him and discover things about him later.
I'm sorry, what did he look like again?
He's white eyes, pale red skin, and pointed teeth.
All right,
eyes. Red skin?
Light red skin.
So not like...
Well, pale.
So not like Hellboy.
Yeah. No. It's
more like sunburnt?
Yeah, but like extra sunburnt. Like the next day after extra sunburn.
Like Zoidberg?
No, not even that red. Like a little bit less than that.
Okay. He has pointed teeth.
All of his teeth are pointed.
Cute.
And he does go by he. Or him.
Good. I'm glad we're getting out of the way early.
Wow.
And what's his background? He's a...
He's a Teacheros.
No, not the race, but like, what does he do? Like, my guy's a tinkerer. What does your guy do?
Oh, he's a hound.
He's a hound. So, that makes him a fighter?
He's like almost like an assassin, but he's like a long range.
Okay.
Sniper, basically.
Assassin from a distance.
Yeah. Like most snipers, I assume, or most assassins, I assume.
And Captain Clyde, he's in touch with like the magic world, right?
I collect ghosts.
Okay, so that's all. Oh, that's right. You're a whisperer. Collects ghosts. All right, and he's enslaved a ghost to be his butler.
That's the implication.
All right,
he could be working for me for a pittance
ever.
Forever. All right.
Chuckles. The Charles Xander, is it with an X or a Z?
Both.
Where does the Z fit in?
It's CharlXZander.
Charlexander.
Yeah.
Well,
don't overpronounce it, though. It's unbecoming.
Charles Xander. Yeah. Very. Now I know why you go by Chuckles.
I don't.
Because you're a child pleaser.
Alleged.
Never proven.
Oh, wait. I wanted to send you that picture in the little chat.
So I didn't realize the pirate thing was intentional. But in your profile thing, I thought that you just like typed in steampunk and somehow arrived at pirate.
No, man. I'm a pirate, dog.
I have a bunch of AI-generated images of... Oh, my God. I mean, this is a mood.
I just don't have the big hat.
Yet.
Yet.
Do you have dreads?
No, no. That's just a head warmer.
Oh, right. That's appropriation.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. that's AI.
Yeah,
I could. Yeah, if I, it's I can't see. His, yeah, I can't see his fingers, so I couldn't tell. But
right,
isn't that how you're supposed to tell?
Yeah, they have a terrible time with hands.
Oh God!
So I have a bunch of these. I'll be wow, trickling them in.
Wow. That's a lot better than my just cropping my face onto the one who I want to be.
I mean, I forgot about that being a thing. I should do that. I'm so into the AI thing now, the AI images. My backstory is AI, too.
What?
What? Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I don't own any token for Vision for this scene.
Oh, yeah, you got a new token Vision for every scene.
Is that me?
Or Bridget? No, Bridget.
There it is.
You see it?
Oh, wow, yeah, that's crazy, because I have the sheet up. I watched you unclick it. All right.
Peter.
Is this zooming out for you when I'm doing this, or is that just for me?
That's just for you.
We have to zoom out. There you go.
Okay, that's... hold on, let me do the... I got these and I was so excited for this.
Oh, spooky.
Spooky.
Spooky. Oh, I thought it was just one. Now I'm scared.
Well, welcome. You guys are sitting in the office of Bazo Baz. Here's a picture of him. He's a pretty gnarly looking dude. Bazo Baz is not a man to take lightly. He's currently one of the leaders of three gangs currently in the town that you're operating, or the area of the city you're operating, Crowsfoot. He's the leader of the Lampbacks. Do you see him?
Yeah, he looks tough.
He does. He has hired you three off the street. No explanation given. Asked if you wanted a job. You said yes. And now here you are in his office. It is going to be a while when I do all this.
Okay, so... oh, shit, my camera's frozen.
I know, yeah. But it's a flattering... Oh.
Again, so we're going to figure out why we're all together later?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
You're going to figure it out right now.
Okay.
He's hired the three of you because he has a fucking score to settle. He's about to tell you about it right now. You're in the cramped office overlooking his coal warehouse down below. His office is above a coal warehouse. That's his headquarters. Bazo Baz, the leader of the Lampbacks, one of the gangs fighting for dominance in Crow's Foot. He is surrounded by his thugs, armed to the teeth for war, with pistols, swords, cudgels, brass knuckles. He is not playing around. You three are here because you needed work. And there's a rumor in every pub on Rat Catcher Lane that says he's hiring. So, are you in?
I mean, I could use a dry cleaning.
I'm going to be honest. I need money.
I don't really think I have a choice. I think I'm outvoted here.
I'm hungry, too.
We can't vote you in. That was a choice. That was a choice. Me and this weird-looking fella are going to vote you out, buddy.
Oh. Well, there goes Squish.
You three, well, you've heard what's happened, right?
No.
I have not.
I have, but you tell me.
Crowsfoot three gangs obviously can't get along, right? Me and this bitch, Miranda, we've got to peace, right? Red Sashes, you've heard of them. They've got that school over there in Crow's Foot, that fancy school in the middle of my slum, where all these Aruvian nobles, they send their kids there and they practice sword fighting. Meanwhile, they're in my streets, puttering my brothels, taking my whores, taking my drug deals. We came to an agreement, her and I. We decided we were going to put bygones be bygones. We were stronger together. And wouldn't you know it, now all of a sudden, she's gone back on our deal. Just decided it's not worth paying attention to anymore. We're going to go, well, you are going to go and teach her a lesson. You got any questions?
What was the deal?
We had peace. We had a treaty, you know, and I've honored it since then. You heard the crows, right? The crows of the crow's back or crow's foot. They're the ones in that tower in the middle of crow's foot.
So you guys are aligned. You're aligned against the crow's feet, or you're subservient to the crow's feet?
We were with them. We were with them. I'm still with them. You know, we were all three of us were in a group together. And then the crow's foot had a change of management. And ever since then, the Red Sashes, Miranda, she thinks she can just do whatever she pleases. She doesn't need to do what was done. She
sounds like she needs a bit of reminding.
You and me both, buddy. And I can't do it because everyone's waiting for me to do the first thing. If I act out of line, then I'm the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll take your job.
You take your job. Perfect. Here's what you guys are going to do.
I'll kill her, too.
What?
For double. I'll kill her, too, for double.
You can't kill her. Not yet. If you kill her, everyone
can kill her. I see where we're getting at. We'll work to the killing. I can see it.
I want you to steal from her.
Also good.
Also good.
I don't know how Keith Richards sounds.
he's British for one.
Oi. Oh, for good.
In little school for sword fighting, they have a chest. It's their war chest. I bet that they have about 12 coin in there. That's a month's worth of wages for men like you. Now, I can't give you all of it, but I'll give you 4 of it if you steal it for me. And if you steal some other things and smash some shit up while you're in there, hey, you can do that. That's not up to me.
Now say in this, so we're going to break into her fortress. Do you think she's got some food?
She definitely has food. If you enter in the back along the canal, there's a kitchen back there.
Right. Does she have cats? Does she have cats? Yeah. Do we know anybody? I was just wondering. It's a natural question. Does she have cats?
Cats, what do you make cats for?
Cats do make good. They make good eating.
No, I don't want to eat the cats. I want to, you know, you got to feed the cats, right? So just a little bit for the cats, a little bit for me.
Or hear me out. Cats feed us.
We'll figure out the details on that.
Yeah, I don't need your approval.
Okay.
In terms of cats, I don't know. I would say that tonight would be a very good time to go in there. They got that school, sword fighting school. They're going to put on a little display at the Aruvian consulate. So they'll probably be gone, most of them, this evening. That's when I would go, if that's an option.
But that's a great option.
No questions asked. Preferably nobody killed, but I don't care. Just can't kill Miranda. That's a little too far.
All right.
It's a game breaker, as they say. Killing Miranda.
Yeah, if you kill Miranda, I'm coming after you, because then you've put a lot of hot shit on me.
And you are a very mustachioed man. I would not mess with you.
They don't just hand those out, those mustaches. And Miranda, is she a looker? Is she single? Answer the second question first.
I don't know if she's single, but she's not my type. She's a dirty woman.
dirty spy type. So we'll see how it goes. But no, definitely won't stab you in the back, sir. Mr. Bass. No, sorry.
And then Dave's.
All right.
All right. You boys got any more questions for me before I kick you out of here?
Oh, how long is this sword fighting school thing last? Like, how long? We got like a day or a week or what?
But those Ruvians, you know what time they eat dinner? Not till 11 p.m. This thing's going to go on all fucking night.
Ah, those guys. Oof, yeah, you guys don't get me started.
I'm hungry now.
We're all hungry.
Where's the cats?
All right, Al.
You know what? Now I think I'm developing a taste for cats. There are cats in this job, right?
They're delicious.
I never wanted to eat cats.
Until now, right?
What did you want to do with them?
The cat? No, it's what the cats eat.
It's what they represent.
Right. Cat food. I want the cat food.
Oh, yeah.
Forget. Or dog food, if that's all she's got.
Why eat the cat food when you can eat the cats?
Because they have to cook it, or, you know... Cat food's soft. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that with my teeth.
Oh. Yeah, I always forget. You have sharp, sharp, terrifying teeth.
You always forget after 2 minutes of meeting him?
All you have to do is look at me and you can see him.
I always forget about it too.
But you smile so infrequently, Squish.
No. Now I feel bad about eating cats. Who put that in Discord?
Bacrace.
Nobody here by that name. All right, you guys are in?
I'm in. Wait, how much are we getting paid for?
You're getting four coin for this.
So what's the upfront? The payment up front, so to speak.
There's no payment up front.
What is this? Do we have a sandwich? Fun? We're very hungry.
Throw me a few scraps, will you?
If you want to roll for Sway, a Sway roll, and see if he can convince him, go for it.
To give you, like, is he eating lunch right now? Is it, like, does he have, like, a biscuit?
Oh, Gabagool?
Gabagool? this guy does not strike me as a Gabagool.
Rolled up pieces of, like, a thin meat and, you know, kind of eating them like a cigar.
Oh, my God. This guy is decadent as fuck.
Is he also smoking a cigar? He's got both.
He's double fisting it.
Oh, God, that is decadent.
The meat is wrapped around the cigar.
Oh, that's disgusting. So I'm rolling for Gabagool?
You're rolling for Gabagool.
All right, how do I do that?
Before we continue that, do we have to give you our four attributes?
You should have them down, but I trust you.
Okay.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, so how many do you have, like, marked under Sway?
Sway, zero.
Zero. Okay, so normally you would roll one die and just take the roll, whatever it is.
Okay, so it's just one die if I have 0 points.
Yeah, usually it's like you roll multiple and then you take like the lowest of them, but we'll just start out easy one and just let me know what you get. Oh, fuck. I forgot I rolled in Foundry. Two?
Yeah.
He takes...
How did you roll that?
Slash RD6.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either.
I shouldn't be. It says public. Oh, it should be in the chat.
I got it.
Oh, it's the dies don't roll on there because we didn't turn that module on.
Okay.
I could turn it on now, though.
You can turn it on if you'd like.
I don't know if it works in this. Uh-oh, it's going to reload. No, it's
so tell me how you attempted. Tell me how you attempted to sway him.
I say, excuse me, you know, you want me to take that little gabagool out of your hands? I see you're smoking that fine, fine cigar. It's got to be really tough to do both. It doesn't even really look that good.
As you reach for the cigar, he grabs your hand with one big bear-like claw.
Yeah.
And he's just very politely, in the same manner you would with a dog you catch sneaking up on the table, just shoves it back down.
I'll take that as a no. Fine choice, sir. Fine choice.
You do that outside.
Enjoy your gabagool, Mr. Baz.
He kind of nods to one of his thugs nearby, and he kind of gives him a little nod, and this very burly, burlesque man, armed to the teeth, very politely but firmly guides you guys out the door, down the warehouse steps, and closes the door behind you on your way out. You are now on the streets of Duskoville.
Well, that was fun.
I'd say that went well, right?
Did you get the meat?
No, I didn't get I did not get the meat.
Your mistake was you tried to bargain. I would have just stolen it. But I'm not hungry.
No, you are hungry. You just said you were hungry. We know you're hungry.
Yeah, I don't. Can.
For cat. For cat. So what do we do now, fellas, gents?
The score is for you guys to go to the Aruvian sword fighting school, which is located in Crow's Foot. Here, let me give you a map.
And Miranda is Aruvian?
She is. She is Aruvian.
Red Sashes. Is Aruvian
Red Sashes.
That's a race of people, or is that the name of the gang?
It is. They are from the southern continent.
Okay.
They are. They have an embassy here in Duskville. They are known for being a very rich, luxurious nation that's basically in a warmer climate.
Okay.
So I don't think this map is very good, but if you look at Crow's Foot, it's like in the center of the map. Yeah. Here, let me try to find a better one. Crow, it's the... hold on, sorry. Okay, that's not a better map. That's the best map I have. Yeah, if you look at Crow's Foot, you see this big X in the middle, towards the top. That's the school.
Okay.
You guys are over in the docks. But we can go ahead and just start the mission if you guys are ready.
I think I'm fine with that. I think so we should start going towards the school.
Mm-hmm.
The school.
It's in the docks, you said.
No, school's not in the docks. School's in Crowfeet, but we're in the docks.
We're in the docks, right? Okay.
Yep.
I've already started walking away casually with, like, you know, slouching with my hands in my pocket, waiting, you know, and you two guys are just kind of like...
Are you whistling?
I'm not whistling, but I am definitely like, let's gotta move on. We're gonna get this job done.
Hey, Chuckles, I think we should follow the guy in the bandana.
Oh, yeah, no, I will go anywhere as long as I'm not in the front.
That kind of sounds like his MO.
Well, he's in the front.
For now. Wait till the action starts. I've heard he ducks away really quickly.
What'd you say? I'm not a coward, but I'm not going to stick around while you guys be fools on the battlefield. Or in a bar. Or anywhere. I don't suffer fools. Let's go.
How are you guys planning to get the war chest? Do you have a game plan?
No,
we gotta talk about that.
No, I mean, our first game plan was to walk towards it, and I think we're doing pretty good on that front.
You're gonna approach the school.
Well, okay.
Are you gonna guns blazing? Are you gonna try and sneak in? Are you?
Oh, these are all great, great questions.
They are.
I say we sneak in.
Well, we know nobody's in there.
In the cover of dark.
Nobody in there. There's less people in there.
There's less people in there. Your best sword fighters are right now are going to be at, you know, night to going to a display or a demonstration at the Aruvian Consulate. Kind of like Jesse Jackson's tumblers.
What? Oh,
cute.
You ever see those?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
Yeah. They're going to tumble with swords.
All right.
It's going to be less full, but there will be people there.
Okay. So, like, guards and the like. All right. So, it's a big building. Big-ish.
It's a large house, like a manor size. It's got multiple rooms on each floor.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple large rooms.
Okay, yeah, I say we take the sneaky method here.
Well, we could always unsneaky, right? We'll try it, and if they find us, it's the same as going in through the front door. I mean, none of us here are particularly persuasive, so maybe we try going through the garden first, or the back, I guess is what I'm saying.
Go through the back?
Yep, go to the back.
All right, so in terms of dice rolling, what happens now is we do an engagement roll. Depending on how well you do... Hold on, I gotta turn up the TV. It's weird.
What the hell was that?
I burped.
I'm a Hulk.
Definitely was an end for something that got super loud. So engagement roll, basically, depending on your plan that you just told me, you get different dice. So this is a plan that exposes a vulnerability, right? So you guys are sneaking in when they're... not there.
Okay.
You had a friend give you insight for that. You had Baz kind of give you some heads up on it.
Okay.
And then you do, because it is going to be a higher tier, these guys are... Bazo and these people are like a small gang. You guys are just the three of you. So that's an extra die for being very bold and daring going against some people that are much bigger.
Does our team have a name yet?
No. Do you guys want to make one?
No, it'll happen to us.
Yeah.
The Junk Fort Gang.
I was going to say the Cheerios.
I think we
Cheerio.
Should wait.
The Cheerios.
I'm trying to figure out, how do you roll dice?
In the chat /R and then D6. You can also put like 2 D6 or 3 D6 if for the number of D6.
/R/3D6.
Yep. Oh, your dice are pink. That's misogynistic.
I didn't see them.
You didn't?
Me neither.
Oh, I don't think each person has to turn it on. Well,
how does it show you how many like you rolled? Oh, there we go. 6, 1, 2. Okay, so you guys got a critical success. So as you sneak around the back side of the house, you see that the canal runs along the back of the house. So you wisely steal a boat further down or upstream, and you paddle quietly up into the canal.
And you choose captain.
And you're not captain. I'm captain.
I'm captain.
That's not happening, Red Man. I'm captain, and I'm going to be leading the
ship.
Whoa,
you can't just call him Red Man.
Whoa.
We've been over this.
Have we? I don't think we have.
Highly offensive, sir. How would you like if I called you Bandana Man?
He's
I'm
pink,
a
if anything.
I'm definition of offensive. My smell is offensive.
Yes.
I know that.
I don't care.
Wait, does the canal go into the building?
I don't see anything on the map.
Hold on.
Oh, here we go. The red sash.
You see that now?
No.
You know how to use a mouse.
Oh, hey, for rolling dice, if you go to that little thing to the left of the anvil.
Left of the anvil.
Or underneath the anvil on the top left, there's a dice thing. And you can just select it.
Okay, great.
Perfect.
Select your token. Oh, we don't have tokens yet.
Chokens.
Because I keep seeing your names pop around here.
Those are our mice.
Okay. Do you see mine?
Yeah, I'm spinning.
Yeah,
we see yours.
Okay.
Imagine that, but if they could tumble.
That's what our tokens would be like. If they could spin.
Yeah. They can spin over and over. That's what we do.
So this is the house up here. You can see it's a very large manor. It's a three-story building. It's made out of concrete, white stone, or not concrete, white stone and columns. It probably was really impressive at one point, but now the city has just kind of grown up around it, and it's grimy, and all the buildings are so much taller now. So, but it does have some nice gardens around it. You guys end up here. You're on the first floor, right by the dock.
Okay.
So far, you can tell that there's only a handful of guards. There's two of them, but they're currently on the other side of the building right at the moment.
All right, be quiet, lads. Time's for sneaking.
All right.
Is there a way Squish can get up to, like, the second floor windows?
Like climbing?
That would be, like, a finesse. It would be, like, prowling. So roll whatever your prowl is.
Okay, hold on.
Just kind of tell me what you're doing.
Took one in prowl. Yeah, I took two in prowl, actually, for my attributes.
Okay, yeah, so you roll two, and then you take the highest score.
Six. A success.
You do it.
So how do you climb up the tower? Or climb up to the second?
You do it.
I parkour up to the... I mean, I assume there's, like, balconies on the second floor.
I look at him very, like I'm out of shape, and I'm very, like, not looking forward to trying to have to do that, like... Did you know you could do that?
And you looked at me, and I just shrugged.
I'm not so doing I parkour up to a random balcony close to the back door.
I go to the back door to see if it's unlocked.
All right. Sure, you can go do that. Let's see. Let's do a fortune roll. See if it's locked.
That's a good idea. Secret knock. No, I'm not doing a secret knock.
Wait, hold on.
What was the secret knock again?
We can't hear it.
Oh, you're right. Right.
Discord censors it.
Uh-oh. It's a three. You kind of...
It's the worst outcome.
And you can kind of tell that it's loose, but it's not quite locked. You could probably, like... If you forced your way in, you could force, you know, like really shove your way in. You might be able to kind of like pick lock it too. But it's loose, but it won't open.
All right.
Well,
can I see if like the door by me is open on the balcony?
Tiger, can you do something first?
Okay. Well, I could probably pick the lock. However, I would like to know what Squish sees up there. Can I whisper yell to him, or is that not the sort of action you're looking for?
No, you can do that if you want to kind of yell up to him. That's going to be, do you want to try to do it quietly?
Yes.
So let's try your prowl. If you have a prowl.
I have zero in prowl too.
Okay.
I have zero in most things. This,
did you put yourself, you put points somewhere though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have you roll two and then take the lowest score.
Okay.
So that'll be our plan. If you have a zero, just roll two and take the lowest score.
Okay. A one. Is that good?
No.
That means the opposite
of good.
Try shouting up there, but you are definitely going to be hurt if you do that. And that's going to attract the attention of the guards. So that's what's going to happen. Or you can resist it, and you'll end up gaining some stress for that.
Oh, I see. And what is... So, is there, like, a number for stress, or...?
You guys should have... Is it nine on there? Nine stress? On your...
I'm not like, sure where it is on my
show. Yeah, it's nine.
Is that that's the crew?
No, it's individually. So, if you look on the left on your leech sheet, there'll be, like, little, like, dashes, like, a third of the way down.
Oh, I see.
It says stress, yeah.
So one, two, three, four, five, six. So the way stress
is going to work is that you're going to roll, and then whatever the difference is from six, that's how many stress you're going to take to avoid that. And hold on, you do get to pick how many you roll depending on your traits. Hold on, I got notes about this.
And then before we get too far, do we pick a load?
Oh, shoot. No, we should pick a load right now. So load is how heavy you guys want to be. Three is very light. No one's going to assume that you're sneaking in with 3 load. 5 is normal. That's kind of your heavy. That's, you know, like you're carrying some things. You definitely look like you're up to something. And then anything other than that is like heavy load. So what do you guys want to do?
Like if I was carrying, say, like a toolkit, that's part of my load.
Yeah.
Or is it just weapons?
So that's part of your load too. Okay. It should say in your book how many, or in your book on your page, if you have like a toolkit, how many loads that is.
Yeah, like I know I'm looking at there it is mine. It's like tinkering tools. It's just one load.
I see. But so demolition tools on here says there's 2. So you can't have like half a demolition tools. You have to take both of them.
So yeah you have to do both.
All right. Well, I'm taking.
Hold on, I can jump.
Mine is going to be light, so.
You're going to do light, like so 3?
Yeah.
So the tinkering tools are just 1 load. You can have 2 on you.
I'm going to do light as well. And sorry, Bridget, I didn't mean to, like, cut you off to explain stuff. No,
I'm glad you mentioned it. You said you're going to go light as well?
Yes.
Okay, Brandon?
I think my load was, 4, I think.
Yeah, you were, like, normal. I think that's 5.
Yeah. I think we said 4 when we talked about one of my items, so. But 4 or 5, I don't matter.
That's the max you can have is 5.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so the way the resistance rolls work, so under your character sheets where it says, like, all your all your traits, it has, like, categories like insight, prowess, resolve. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you see that, Tiger?
Not yet.
On the right side of your page.
Insight, prowess, and resolve. Okay, I do.
Yeah, and so you see there's all those like dots in the first column where you put your like attribute traits.
Yeah.
However many dots you have in that first column, that's how many dice you want.
That's for resisting? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So okay, this is going to be a insight roll.
Well, I'm not planning on resisting to take stress, but it's good to go over what the roll would be.
Okay. But, yeah. So, so go ahead and whisper for me.
I almost said sorry.
Well, it would be a yell, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be, but
I'm going to do like one of those like Hollywood's yell whispers. Squish, squish. What's it look like up there? Squish! Squish! Do you hear me? Squish! Squish! Hey, Squish! It's me, Charles Ander!
Squish!
Squish!
The footsteps you hear on the other side of the building suddenly stop, and you can tell that they're, like, looking at each other, and you can probably see this from your advantage now, Squish. You see these two guards stop and kind of stare at each other, and they start walking back the other way. So I'm going to do a 4 progress clock, and you guys have ticked off 1 segment. You've alerted the guards, all 4, and they're going to come find you.
Thanks.
So I lean over and look at him and just put my finger up to my lips and go, shh.
Oh, okay. Mum's the word.
No. Stop yelling.
I'm not. This is whisper yelling. It's different.
Then shut up.
Right. The guards are like, they're slowly walking your way down you. So if you guys want to do something else, you have time before they come and stop you.
I'm going to try to open up the door or the window, whatever is on the balcony.
You're going to open up the window? Okay. Let's see. Let's do a fortune roll, see if it's open. You know what? It's going to be open. Just open it.
Okay.
It's a second floor. They're not expecting anyone to come in this way. So you open up the second floor window.
They weren't expecting a sharp-toothed, red-skinned man to parkour up the side of the building. Who thought that was going to happen?
Don't forget Cat Hungry.
Well, he's
definitely they don't know that part yet.
They don't. Then he's Cat Hungry.
God. Do we don't have comms though, like we did in Star Wars, do we? So we have no idea what's going on up there.
No. So if you two, what would you guys like to do?
I'm checking windows. Is there any windows that are open on the first floor?
Not on the first floor.
Okay. All right. So you've noticed that the windows are not open.
All right. So I'm going to start climbing.
I take it back. Do a study. Do you have a study trait?
Where's that at?
It's on the right side. Under insight.
Yeah, I have one dot.
Okay, go ahead and roll one die.
How do I do that again?
There's dice on the... Your cursor was right over it.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Is that it?
There it is.
Yeah.
Two. It's the worst outcome.
No, second worst.
But in the chat, it says it's the worst outcome.
Does, yeah. Yeah, because three and under, you knew.
Well, fuck.
So you're looking around, you're trying to see if any of the windows are open. And honestly, it's been a long time since you ate, and it's pretty dark, so you don't see very much at all. Mm-hmm. And the strain of it makes your eyes hurt, so take one stress.
Oh, my God. Me? I got one stress?
Yeah.
My God.
Cap. Did you find anything open?
No, but it's stressing me out, too. All right, fuck!
You look. Shh, don't yell. That's what's got us into this mess. All right.
I'll kill them all.
Please.
Wait.
Not Miranda. Promise me you will not kill Miranda. Don't forget. Don't kill Miranda.
I'm not going to kill anybody yet. I'm going to kill you if I don't get in this house soon.
All right. I think I have something that would help. And I would like to try and open something. Should I open the door?
What are you going to use to help?
My ingenuity, but also these burglary gear tools, burglary gear.
You've had those all along? You made that man climb up half a building.
I tried. He just did that. No one asked him to.
So what's your tinker score?
My tinker score is 3.
Okay, you get 3 plus you get to add an extra one because you're going to use your tool.
Okay, so that's 4 dice.
You're going to roll 4 dice.
And mark one on your load too.
Yes, and mark one off on your load because you're using it.
Oh, so you can take as many as you want.
Well, up to 3.
I see. Okay.
Great tools.
Great. So you jiggle the door handle with your special tools, you tinker at it, and the door suddenly opens up, no issues, and it opens up silently, no noise.
All you had to do was ask.
And you
walk in, like, looking at him, somewhat impressed. Good job, Chuckles. And I just walk right past him.
You know, you gotta quit saying it derisively.
I'm going to call it, all right, Charles Xander.
All right, Captain.
Captain.
You two have walked into the kitchen. It's dark in there. The kitchen staff are all the servants are not, are in their rooms right now. It's dark in the kitchen, and the kitchen is full of food.
The most important thing, is there alcohol?
No, the most important thing is, are there cats?
The most important thing is there cat food.
I forgot to mention, I'm sort of an alcoholic.
You hear faintly, somewhere downstairs.
Was that a cat? Did you hear that?
Was that a whiskey bottle? Did you hear that?
Yeah, kind of. It was a cat.
All right. Can I use a perception roll to find some alcohol?
You can use a study roll, yes.
What does that mean?
So under study, you have so many spots?
So I just use the one again?
Is that what you have?
Yeah, I have one under on the one side, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Fucking failure. all right.
You're kind of stumbling around in the darkness and you can't quite you can't quite see anything, and instead you you hit something. You hit one of the table counters, and you kind of yell out.
This would be a lot easier looking for booze if I wasn't already a little drunk.
All right. Well, that was probably not the best idea to be drunk into a heist.
That's the best time to be drunk. You make the best decisions.
Take another stress.
Fuck
this
me.
Lack of alcohol is really grinding on you.
Great.
All right. I know, I'm too stressed. I'm so stressed out I can't find alcohol.
And I mean, would that lower the clock?
You know what? They're on the other side of the building, right? Well, they're coming around to your side. So, like, if we're looking at a square, you guys are in the back. They're kind of coming up to that left-hand corner. Okay. So they're getting there. But I'm going to have them take a stress instead.
Okay.
Because I don't think they hear you inside of the kitchen right yet.
Gotcha.
Not even done any damn cooking, Sherry, in this kitchen.
Andy, you are in the... Squish. The Dr. room that Squish. You get into... is you realize it's kind of just an abandoned room. There's not much anything in it. So if you want, you can walk out into like the main hallway section. You're on the second floor of the school, which kind of overlooks the bottom floor, and then also has some other rooms going off to the side that's got bedrooms and a common room on the other side of the hallway.
Okay, and where did we say the chest was?
You don't know where the chest is.
Oh, I thought he said it was like. I thought they said it was somewhere.
In the school.
It's in the school.
Okay.
I will tell you that there are three floors and a basement.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. I'll go out into the hallway and look around for stairs going down.
Okay.
To go downstairs.
You're going to go down?
Down, yeah.
Yeah, so the hallway that you come out of, I really wish I could send here. Let me send you guys a better picture of the map so you can kind of see it.
Well, yeah, the thing, we should, for next time, we should get some tokens for what are they called?
They're called tokens.
Yeah, with our, you know.
Is there a way to activate that here?
I mean.
We don't have any of our actors in here right now.
So. Bitch.
All right, I'll do that later. We'll play around with that. Yeah, so if you on the second floor here, you climb, like, if you look at the map, there's that brown section in the corner where it says second floor.
Brown?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Brown. And then you walk into this hallway and you see where it's kind of got this brownish rectangle. Those are the stairs that go down.
Okay.
And when you go down those stairs, they lead you down to the main floor where the two guys are, and you are on this, like, bottom half of the... Yep, there you go. Right okay. there, right next to the library. So you can either go out into the main hall or wherever you'd like to go from there.
And those two guards are outside?
They're outside, so they're coming okay. up and approaching the kitchen right now.
Okay. All right. Is there, like, a piece of, like, pottery or something I can throw out of a window to distract them?
The library? Well... No, you're in the hallway. There's nothing in the hallway, but if you walk out, you're going to be in the Great Hall.
Okay.
Oh, that is a Great Hall.
It's token vision.
Token vision.
Okay, because Tiger said it, and I was like, oh my god.
Well, because he's got GM privileges. Okay.
Do you see it?
Yes.
So you are walking into the Great Hall. So yes, there are pieces of pottery and things out here as well.
Okay.
Fish!
Yeah, can I take a piece of pottery and like try to throw it in the opposite corner of the like the Great Hall to see if it distracts them?
The window, or do you want to throw it in the Great Hall inside?
I would like to throw it out the window.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. That'd probably be like a finesse roll because it's about you kind of being dexterous and throwing it in the right direction and far enough away. So do you have a finesse roll?
No, I got zero in finesse.
Okay, go ahead and roll two and then take the lowest.
Oh, shit. Four.
Okay, You pick up a vase and you open up the window and you chuck it out, and it bounces for a second and then just shatters on the sidewalk.
That's everywhere. Awesome.
The guards turn and they start running back the other direction. You can hear them huffing and puffing. What the hell was that? Did you fucking hear that? But you also hear from upstairs somebody like walk towards the stairs.
Oh shit! All right, then I run towards like the kitchen.
Okay. Yeah, you can. There's nobody on the ground floor yet, so you can just go ahead and meet the rest of them in the kitchen.
Okay.
I don't have a kitchen. You know, it was the one thing I didn't grab.
We always seem to overlook the kitchens here.
Purposefully.
What would you imagine's in a kitchen? Pizza shovel.
Pizza shovel. Tubes and glass.
You guys are in the back of the house here, by the kitchen.
Oh, that's how you spell Chuckles?
No, that's a typo.
That's great.
I burst into the door and go, uh-oh.
What happened? What did you do?
I threw a vase.
Why? Is that what that was?
Yeah, I alerted someone from up above.
Now, why would you do that?
That's just great.
Didn't you learn from me yelling?
I'm still walking around for bait.
That's why I was doing it, was to distract those guards that we saw to the opposite side of the room where we are.
All right, well, did you find out anything else?
Vases bounce a couple times before they break.
That's not useful.
Did you learn anything?
We need to start looking around for the box.
Yes, we need the box.
Yeah, we already knew that.
The chest. No, I didn't learn that.
We
knew that.
We need to split up or stay together. No. Which one would you guys
think?
We need
to work together.
It's better. Fine. But you guys got to stop spelling your names and throwing vases out windows.
I thought it would help.
Well, it didn't.
We need to get out of here. They're coming soon.
All right. So we're in the kitchen. I would like to grab a piece of raw meat from a table.
All right, you grab the raw meat.
And I'm just going to eat it.
One stress.
Worth it.
You can go ahead and eat that meat. I don't know how good it's been since it's been sitting out for a while, and this is pre-refrigeration, but you can go ahead and eat on that.
Oh, it's salty is what it is.
Roll a salt roll.
Salt roll. Okay. All right. And then we are...
Pick up some things for you, so if you get the idea of the lay of the house. I wish I had a picture of the kitchen. But anyway, you're in the kitchen. It's a normal, you know, nicer-looking kitchen. There's silver and copper pots and pans and everywhere. There's knives everywhere. There's, you know, some food hanging out. On the other side of the kitchen is the great hall. And from there, there are four rooms that branch out into the corners. And then there are two additional rooms. One is like a library, and the other one is like a general common room. Everything on the down floor, the bottom floor, is dark. You don't really see or hear anything going on downstairs. But like I said, you did hear someone upstairs, and you do maybe see a faint light up the stairwell.
The Great Hall is where Andy came from?
Yes.
Okay.
If I grab, like, a kitchen knife, does that go against my load?
It must. I think so. I think that counts as one load. But you know what? Grab two.
For one load?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll grab two of the kitchen knives. But I'm going to use them as throw-in knives.
Okay.
But throwing knives is... Oh, yeah. It's one load.
Yeah.
Although it does say plural, throwing knives. Well, anyway, whatever.
Two is plural.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Okay.
All right, do you guys think it would be in the basement or in the on the top floor?
I think one or the other. But
those were the two options, yes.
Well, I mean, there's two...
Right, or it could go wrong.
I mean, there's two floors in between that I'm ruling out. It's not on the first floor, it's not on the second floor. It's either the third floor or the basement.
I say we go to the third floor. Everyone lights things up high.
Yes, when you're trying to avoid being flooded because you live on a boat.
That's where all the best things are at, high places.
Not everyone's a pirate.
It doesn't have anything to do with being a pirate. It has everything to do with hiding things.
Don't pirates bury things?
Not always. That's a racist stereotype.
What, they put them high in their ivory towers?
I can't believe what I'm hearing. You bigot.
All right, settle down. Settle down. All right, we'll split the difference and go up high.
We pirates are a proud people.
Yes, we know. You're so proud. You won't shut up about it. Now, can we go to the third floor?
To the third floor, then. And I walk out.
And I mumble under my breath as he leaves, like, yeah, he's so proud he doesn't even have a hat.
I don't need a hat.
You couldn't hear that.
Quit yelling.
All right, so you guys are going to go upstairs?
Yeah. My captain's
trying our best
in front.
To avoid that light, that faint light that we saw.
Yes, avoiding the light.
All right, so you guys walk into the dark hall. Now, there are two staircases. There's one to the north and one to the south. Which one do you guys want to pick? They both go up, but notice they only go up.
There's stairs.
Only go up?
Well, they go up, but there's no staircase down. There's no, like, down. They just go up. Do you know what I'm saying? This isn't like a staircase that, like, that goes down a level. It only goes up a level.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. I was very confused for a second.
Say magical? Well, the pirate went first, so, I mean, he's choosing for us.
All right. How do you want to go up these stairs? You just want to walk up them? You want to prowl? What do you want to do?
Oh, I'm prowling.
You guys can do a group prowl.
We're group prowling. We're all doing this.
Like the Thriller video?
Yeah, like that. We're doing the Thriller video up the staircase.
We've practiced it.
Everyone throws their prowl trait. So if you've got one or three prowl, whatever. And then you, as a group, you just take the highest, whoever has the highest one. That counts for everybody.
I got a
but
six.
But if you guys fail, Brandon's go. Okay, well, there you go. 1-6, all right.
I have a 4.
We take Brandon, the highest.
Yeah, but not for me because I have 0 for prowl.
Okay. I have 0 for prowl, so what do I put?
You roll 2.
2.
And take the lowest.
Basically disadvantage. All
right, 2.
2. Yeah, so you're still guys, you pick the highest of all 3 of you, so it was a 6. So you guys succeed.
Woo!
Works for me. Sense?
So you all crawl up the steps together, you know, in your little huddled group, and you get to the top of the steps and you realize it's, you know, it's very quiet. The lights are down low. You can kind of hear in the corner as you're going up the steps. Here, let me get a better picture. As you're going up the steps, it opens up into the floor down below. That's what you guys can see. To your left-hand side, there's two larger rooms. The doors are shut, but inside, you can hear some giggling, some, like, laughing. You're kind of, you know, and some lights underneath the door, but they completely ignore you. Across the hall is a common room, just a room with some big couches, a fireplace. It's very dimly lit. Furthermore, there is a like an abandoned room, a bathroom, a lecture room. All in all, it's just, you know, a whole lot of rooms.
Hey, I came out of that abandoned room. There was no chest in there.
I would like to, I hear the giggling, and I would like to creep up on, because it's on the other side of a door, right? Did I hear that right?
Right, yeah, they can't hear you or see you on that side.
Can I look through the keyhole?
Yes.
I would like to see what's the giggling all about.
Go ahead and use study to see how closely you can see through there.
All right. Study, I have 1. Wait, there's a 0D option. I just
what does that do?
D. It rolled 0D. why was there even an option?
Is it always a partial success? I'm curious.
All right, so now I'm rolling 1D. 5. I wonder.
So you speak.
Weird.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna roll a 0D again.
Yeah, seems like it's always a partial success.
That's weird. All right, so I rolled a 5.
So you roll a 5. You look into the keyhole, and what you see is a group of small children. They range in size. They range in size from age from like, you know, 5 years old up to about mid-teens or young pre-teens, like 12 years old. A bunch of boys. They're all just being boys in their little dormitory, giggling and laughing. But as you're looking, you hear a noise from across the room in the common room. You hear someone go, "Hello?"
What are you doing?
I lost track of where the common room is. Is it on the other side of the door, or is it behind us, or...
So you guys came out from the stairwell. You turn to the left, and you're like looking through the peephole across from the room that you came in from. On the other side of the great hall that you can look down is the common room. So they've heard and seen something. Whoever is over there, but they have not found you yet. But you definitely have their attention, and it's gonna be a 3 o'clock. So you got one down.
I kind of want to go see what that was about.
So I have a question, maybe in character, or I mean, maybe out of character. I guess the answer is probably it depends. But do we need to sneak? Like, if you said it was like a little person going hello, I mean, we could probably just talk to it.
You could sneak around him, and if you succeeded, he probably wouldn't see you. Or you could just go and talk to him. That's up to you, too.
Okay, all right. I'm not saying we should. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, Prowl is more if you're trying to be sneaky, if you're trying to be quiet.
I kind of want to go talk to this thing.
I don't think that's a good idea. I'm saying that in character. I'm not trying to discourage you from
Do those look like a chest to you?
No. But it might know where the chest is.
Wait. So, did we hear what kind of voice it is? Does it sound like a child?
You heard it. It does. It sounds like a very quiet, very like childlike hello.
Well, it's not a cat, but...
It's not a cat. Somewhere from inside the house, you hear, meow.
I think if anybody's going to talk to it, it shouldn't be you. You are red with sharp teeth. If it's a child, you will scare it.
Then I can convince it it's having a nightmare.
By threatening it? You're going to pretend to be a monster?
If things go bad.
Captain, what is your charisma?
Charisma.
I mean, is it sway?
Sway, consort, and command. Command is like a direct command, like, hey, stop it, or come here, whatever, you know, telling
me where the gold is.
Yeah, sway.
Give me your gold.
Like being persuasive, manipulative. Consort is being like buddy-buddy, like friendly, like, hey, do it.
Do you have any of those?
So-and-so.
I have command.
I have sway.
I say we send the red tooth man in.
All right, let's send the red tooth man in.
All right, I go to talk to the child.
Pretend.
As you walk into the common room, hold on, let me pull that up. As you walk into the common room, you see there sitting in the fire by the fireplace.
In the fire?
Not in the fire. On the fireplace. Hold on. Let me, on the couch. Do you see it?
Yes.
Yep. So sitting there on one of the couches in the fireplace, behind the fireplace, not in it, is a little boy. He's got big glasses and a big chubby face and a big sword hanging off his belt. And he looks at you, demon boy, and he's like,
"Hey, buddy."
Ew.
I'm part of a security detail.
You're not a red? They're not red.
No, I'm hired in to see how well the building is protected.
All right, throw sway to see if you can convince him.
4.
Well, the good news is he's not completely turned off by you. He's not, you know, running away, screaming in fear, but he's very scared.
He's not pleased by him, is what you're saying.
He's not 100% convinced that you belong there, but he's not going to say anything. But you do realize now, too, that the guards that were outside have now come inside. They've seen the broken urn. They ran back to the door. The door was open, and they've come in to the downstairs area.
Quick. Chuckles. Go pretend you're a cat and knock down that vase.
What? I heard they bounce.
What?
I've heard they bounce.
They meow. Go mew.
Mew?
Distract the guards. Go. I can't meow. I've got a cough. It's got to be you.
All right. Maybe it's because you yell your command so much.
Maybe it's because if I try saying meow, it doesn't sound right. What? Meow.
All right.
Let me try. Meow. See?
The little boy kind of like looks behind Squish and is like, you have cats back there?
Yeah, I'm trying to find them other cats to play with.
Meow. At this point, me and the captain are just meowing back and forth to each other. Meow.
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 They're not very bright cats. But they're very lonely. They want to play with other cats.
Meow.
I don't know where you guys are, but you can't be up here. It's nights out. I'm not even supposed to be out.
Well, then why are you out here?
They were mean to me.
Put them to bed.
All the other kids. We didn't get to go to the demo because we're too young, and then they said I couldn't go in the dormitory because I'm too young, even though I'm not the youngest.
Just a bit. They sound like a bunch of dicks.
Don't swear to the children.
Yaks.
All right.
I'm a pale red-skinned demon, half demon with teeth, sharp teeth.
Help him. Help him with his problem.
Yeah, I think we should get him to bed.
Eat his adversaries.
Are the guards coming close?
They made their way up to the stairs, but they're doing a thorough check of downstairs. So downstairs, you can hear them. They're turning on they do have electric lights, turning on a few lights. They're kind of, you know, opening up the doors, peeking their heads in. They haven't come up the stairs yet, but you may want to make a decision soon.
All right. Well, I want to get this kid to bed.
I am a drink first. Jesus Christ.
You can try swaying him to see if he'll go back to bed. Or commanding him, if someone wants to command him to go to bed.
Well, he doesn't know about us yet, right? He still thinks we're cats.
He definitely doesn't think that you're cats. But he's also not the sort of kid who's going to go and, try to figure it out himself. He's more than happy to pretend that you are cats.
So he did see us.
He doesn't think you're cats, though, but he doesn't want to know what you are. He is talking to a demon-faced individual right now, so he's a little scared.
So should I try to sway him?
If you want to sway him, yeah.
Sway the boy.
Oh, boy, failure. It's a 2.
It's the word.
So what do you say to him?
I say, well, I think you should go up to bed. I think it's a little too late, and the guards are making their rounds, and so you don't want to get in trouble.
I'm the one that's going to be in trouble here, buddy. I mean, I know you're like the demons that are downstairs in the basement, but you can't just boss me around. You're not my boss.
Wait,
and as he says that, suddenly you hear on the steps behind in the steps you guys have just come up, you hear the guards. They're starting to make their approach up the steps.
Oh boy.
Quick, let's run.
Wait, that doesn't help us. They're being demons in the basement.
Who told them there were demons in the basement? I come in barging in commanding. What is in that basement?
Roll your command roll.
Definitely. This is going to be great. What's my command?
And boy, give me your alcohol.
Oh, come on. Dude, this dice.
How many command do you have?
One.
You only have one command?
I only have one dot, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I should offer to help him.
Do you want to do a demon's bargain?
What does that mean?
So, if he takes the devil's bargain, he can try to roll for you and do better. But if he does that, he's going to have to take some issue. He's going to take some harm. Harm that you are going to take, you're going to take 3 stress, because you're going to have to try and convince this kid, you're going to have to use your demon abilities, which I'm sure doesn't make you very happy, to convince this boy to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
All right. So, Brandon, tell me how you command this kid.
I barge in where like a pirate out of your nightmares, but apparently that's what I think because the kid's not scared. But I like walk up and start pointing my finger at him. But I guess it's not intimidating at all, like I thought it would be.
Oh, the kid's scared, right? But instead of screaming, he pulls the scimitar from his belt that he's been holding, and he waves it in front of you, and he's like, "I'm only level 2, but I'll fuck you up."
Oh my god, where did he learn that language?
I whip out my dick to him, but he says fuck.
I rip out my rapier. He's like, "Vlad, this is not your kind of day."
Are you gonna fight him?
Yeah, I'm thinking about fighting a child.
We should probably get out of here
I come out from hiding. Hold on. Don't fight this stupid kid.
Listen, I can't find any alcohol.
Yeah, I know he could probably win, but all we want is the box. We just want the chest. We don't want to kill children. We can't have that happen again. It was too sad last time.
I wasn't going to kill him. I was just going to, kick his ass.
Yeah, well, you never know. You've always not been a good estimation of your strength. So,
we just met.
Child, who? Me and you?
Yeah.
I thought we were old friends.
No! I just met tonight.
This is our first job together.
Oh, it is? Alright, well...
But you thought you just been acting like we're old friends this whole time.
Oh, I didn't realize it. Did you think you knew me?
Did you think you knew me from somewhere?
Well, I mean, I knew a pirate one time, and they're all the same.
And a red fro cot? I mean, red frock coat?
No. The coat's not important. Listen, sorry we woke you up, kid, or whatever we did. Let's just agree to pretend neither of us knew that we are here. You can stay up and eat cookies or whatever these kids like to do. And you know what? We're just going to keep doing our security audit. And, have a nice day.
That was a good lie. The kid looked at
three of you, and you can tell that he's thinking about it. Because the guards are coming up behind you. The next nearest staircase is past this kid on the other side of the common room. So he's looking at the three of you. And he doesn't really see you as much of a threat. You were just meowing at each other and arguing about whether or not you've been friends.
Unless you want to help us. You want to go on a little adventure?
This game sounds a lot like our other ones already.
Yeah.
Yelling at each other and arguing if you're friends or not.
We could use another swordsman.
He goes, "I'll help you, but you gotta help me."
What do you need? Some ice cream? Maybe a little bit of ribbon candy?
I want you to scare those other boys.
Ooh, that might be my specialty.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll do that. I mean, we could.
And I'll tell you, you guys are looking for the chest?
Yeah. You know about a chest?
Well, duh.
What do you mean, duh?
Where is it?
It's in the basement.
I told you guys, the basement.
His leverage is gone.
Christmas since I got in this place.
Wait, no, he you said he put it up high.
He steps in front of me and I heard things. I'll scream.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'll get dragged here from upstairs. All and right. Then the guards will come.
All right, his leverage is back. All right, kid. All right. Where are these bullies?
They're on the other side of the hallway. You remember door you were peeping in, Creeper?
Oh, the giggling kids? You're afraid of the gigglers? Yeah. They sound like a bunch of pussies.
Scarier than you?
Ooh. He's got us there.
Ooh, I go like that.
All right. This is what we're going to do. We're going to hide in that stairway. If the guards come in here and check it out, tell them that you didn't see anything.
And you're going to scare those kids, right?
And we'll scare the shit out of them.
Because if you don't, I'm going to tell on you.
That's fine.
I'll scare them for this, and I'll kill them for something else.
Squish, show them your scary face.
No, I can't waste it.
What? Just show
I don't want them to scream.
Okay. The guards are coming up the stairs, and you guys rush into the stairwell. That goes down, back down. It also goes up to the third floor. And as you guys get behind the door, the guards come up and they look at the poor little kid and they're like, Templeton, again? Really? And he kind of looks all sad and he's got these big eyes and his glasses and they start welling up with tears. And the guards, you know, they're just big old softies. Templeton is always getting bullied. He's always spending his nights on the couch out here.
Does he currently have a wedgie?
He's picking it out as he's talking to him and sniffling. They go, Templeton, did you see anything? The downstairs door was open and he goes, I was just letting the cat in. And they're like, Templeton, you gotta lock the door, buddy. You know, it's only us and Dav upstairs. You can't be doing this, bud. Just, you know, I know the kids bully you and they call you Pissy Templeton, Pissy Pritchard, Dicky. I know they call you that, but just go back to bed, buddy. And they turn around and they head back down the stairs. They're not completely out of the house yet, but for the moment, you guys are safe. As long as Pritchard Templeton doesn't decide to scream.
Did you guys hear what they said? They called him Pissy Pritchard.
Do you think he pees his pants?
Oh my god, I'm gonna rip on that kid so much when I see him again.
I didn't even notice he had a wedgie while we were talking to him.
He's a level 2 wuss, right?
I kind of want to beat him up now. Yeah, let's stab him in the back.
He's a level 2 wuss and went number 1 on his level 1 on his pants.
Well, we can't all have
all right, let's go down the stairs and try to find the basement.
Wait, hold on. No.
What?
No. We are going to beat up those other kids.
Why?
Because we made a promise.
To a child?
Yes, to Templeton.
Pissy Templeton?
Yeah, Pissy Templeton.
That one?
We've all been there. Yeah, the one with the glasses. You never pissed your pants?
Not out of fear.
That wasn't clear that he was pissing his pants out of fear. He could be pissing his pants for...
So he can hear us?
Oh my god, did he pee his pants? Just now he peed his pants?
You're supposed to make them pee their pants.
Oh. I would love to make some children pee their pants.
I got an idea what this guy looks like. I'm going to send it in the chat for a second, but...
But. All right, let's go try to scare the other kids. I think it would be stupid, but
I think we must.
all the kids screaming, it's going to draw the guards up.
Yeah, but they're going to, yeah, it will, but they're going to think it's Templeton or that they just made shit up and it's going to take the heat off of us. Oh, from from South Park.
That's what I see now. The big glasses. He's so cute.
Oh, my glasses. Oh.
I don't pee myself, guys.
No.
Yeah, so you can, yeah, the stairs, like I said, they go up to the third floor, or these particular stairs go back down to the main floor. They don't go all the way to the basement.
Yeah, they only go one way. Remember, they're one-way stairs.
Only one way. They only go up.
Like a don't try and take them down.
All right, well. All so right. Are we going, to go scare children?
Yeah, we are going to scare these children.
How do you plan on scaring these children?
Using you. You're a goddamn monster.
Wow, rude.
All right.
I have an idea.
What?
What's your idea, pirate?
And I pull out a bottle from my sash, and can I pull out my ghost?
Yes.
All right, and I... And the ghost comes out.
What the fuck was that?
This is my butler, Neelix.
You had a butler in a bottle?
Squish starts to look very petrified.
I
can't hear you.
Me?
She's not saying anything.
I picture of Pritchard. He's so cute.
Oh my god, he looks like a little nerdy Henry VIII.
Dude, he looks exactly like if South Park turned that picture, that's exactly what that one turned into.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's, I like that one more.
And which one?
It's amazing.
The second one.
P.P. Pritchard.
I think that should be your new picture on the game.
Yeah, I'm Discord. So you let me look out?
Yeah, and I'm gonna Neelix.
He opens up this. Do you want to describe the spirit bottle?
It looks like a bottle with a cork in it, and it's kind of dirty, but it's also blue, and you know, kind of looks like it could contain alcohol, but it contains hot ghost.
As he opens up this bottle, this white electric sort of oozing. Spirit liquid kind of comes out, and it takes a second, but then it coalesces into an elderly man who is dressed, not like with very fine clothes, but very prim, very proper. And he looks over at Clyde with a kind of a blank look, and he goes, "Sir,
got a very important job for you, Neelix. There's a room up there with children. Go scare the pants off them."
Are you trying to get them out of their pants?
What? What? No, 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 no.
Are just we still doing phrasing?
This is getting weird.
Squish is petrified. He's shaking and sweating really bad.
Whoa, you okay, big guy?
You can all see me, too.
Okay.
Okay. No, I do not like ghosts.
Well, isn't that a shame? You're just working with the best ghost pirate whisper in the Seven Dagger Isles.
That's what ghost pirate means?
Yes, I'm the ghost pirate. I mean, I'm alive, but I'm not a ghost, but I collect ghosts, and this is one of them. His name's Neelix. He's
I thought you were a ghost.
That's what everyone thinks.
I told him to pick a better name.
I didn't pick the name. They just called me that.
Why don't they call you the Pirate of Ghosts?
I don't know. I just started doing things, and then they started calling me that. I was lucky to get away with that. Anyway, Neelix, we made a bargain with another child. For some reason, that's where we're at in our pathetic lives right now. And I need you to go scare these children.
How would you like me to do that, sir?
I want you just to go through the door and do a bunch. Just start yelling and screaming as a butler ghost might do.
No one's going to be afraid of a butler.
I mean, a ghost butler.
So, go ahead and throw your command roll, and then you have a special ability which gives you an extra command with ghosts. So go ahead and throw an extra roll on top of that.
So how do I do this?
Let's hope your butler.
So how many do you have in command?
What? How many do I have in command?
One. So you'd roll two.
Yeah, you're going to roll two.
How do you know he has one?
Because he's already attempted this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, for the kid.
I tried commanding the kid to tell me where his treasure's at.
Yeah.
All right, so...
give me your treasure.
Neelix gets a big sigh, and he floats just kind of slowly back to the hallway and into the door, and you hear the giggling that's kind of been going on and off behind this. All of a sudden, he goes silent. And then a scream. And there's this screaming, blood-curdling children just everywhere. Templeston starts, you know, laughing uncontrollably. There's general chaos and mayhem.
Oh, I can't. My character can't stop laughing. He's like hanging over the banister, just cracking up.
as soon as Neelix like started floating towards the door, Squish decides to run down. Not run. Walk very fastly down the stairs. Down.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't supposed to scare Squish.
Neelix kind of floats all the way back to the bottle, just kind of the same blank expression, and he said, "This has been your one favor, sir.
Wait,
I shan't be."
But they don't know that it was. We need to make Templeton seem cool.
We just were told to scare him.
Yeah,
that was all we were told to do. I'm not making this. I'm not breaking miracles here. I'm scaring children.
They're not going to have any reason. They're not going to know why they were scared. They need to know that it was Templeton's doing.
Why? We've already made the deal. What are you doing here? We're here to steal treasure, not please a child.
Fine.
I was with the tooth man about going right down to the basement. Instead, you wanted to scare children, and I made it easy.
Well, I mean, you did, but Templeton's life's going to be very, very hard.
Listen, that boy's got a hard life coming. Maybe he'll learn.
Maybe he'll learn what?
I don't know. Children
tough,
on his own.
Tough skin. He'll learn children on his own.
That was your one favor, sir. I shan't be bothered again this evening, I suspect. And as he does that, he kind of, like a snake, kind of goes back into his bottle.
I kind of yell.
The light inside kind of dims. And now you can't use Neelix for the rest of the evening.
I imagine him.
I pull off the bottle. I was like, you'll do what I tell you. Oh, wait. This is my whiskey bottle.
I imagine him getting back into the jar as if it were a tight pair of pants.
Meanwhile, Templeton is just absolutely beaming. Like, oh, that was so cool. You guys are neat. Where'd your other friend go?
He's afraid of children or ghosts. I don't remember which.
Well, he's afraid of children and ghosts. This has not been his night. Turns out that's the first two things we ran into.
Well, so the chest is it's in the basement. There's a demon down there. You gotta go through a shrine to get in there, but
shrine.
What do you need a hand? You need a scimitar?
No, I don't need a scimitar. It's useless against demons, but is there any other, like, do you know the combination to the chest?
No.
Okay. Well, you should really go to bed and rest up for tomorrow's sword fights or whatever it is that you do, child. And maybe change your pants.
I didn't pee my pants. And as he walks away, you go, I pee my pants. I don't pee my pants. I'm not a bedwetter. And as he, like, goes into the room, you kind of hear the door slam behind him. But you also hear this, you know, there was a giant scream. And so now the guards are kind of not running, but they are coming back up the stairs, kind of like, okay, what the fuck is this now?
Quick. Quick. Chuckles, let's go. Follow Squish.
All right.
I want to look for, like, a door down to the basement.
All right, so you guys get down back to the first level. So this time you're on the other side of the Great Hall. So instead of, like, there's a library immediately in front of you.
Ooh.
Library's for nerds. Wow. They're for,
shut up.
They're and then, for the Templetons of the
Templeton.
World. Yeah.
Here we go. Just kidding. Yeah, so can you guys see my little mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys came back down the stairs here. You are now here, which is the library. There's the Great Hall right here. This is the kitchen where you guys came from. There are, you see, there's just one side is like the entryway, the back out to the street. And then there are four rooms in the corners that you have not explored yet.
One of which is a library.
Not one of them in the corner.
Yeah, so the ones in the corner are the rooms you haven't explored yet. Andy threw the vase out of the smoking room door or window, and then there is a common room that you guys have also passed. Or the library is where you guys just came out of.
Okay, I'll check out one of the corner rooms.
Which one? You can pick out. There's four.
I'm going to do the one in the top right.
The top right?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and go in there. And
I go in there.
Do you want to do a study or do you want to just kind of blankly see what you see?
I'll do a study. So three, because I don't have any.
So when you get into the room, you can see that it's very decrepit. Hold on, I'm pulling it up for you.
Token vision.
It's just gray, and mine even.
Well, I got something now.
You see it?
Tiger, did you zoom out?
Maybe I got to zoom out further. No, it's everything's gray.
We got a picture. It's like a crappy room.
There's like a one chair in there.
Yeah.
Here, I'll give you the, I'll throw it in the Discord.
Strange.
I'm pretty sure why it's not showing, because it's not showing up for me either.
Is that a GM thing?
I reloaded and it came up.
All right, let me try really quickly. Yeah, so you enter the room, and you can just see that it's a very large, decrepit room. At some point, you can tell that there was, like, a large piece of furniture in the center, but now that's missing. But when you do walk in there, you feel this kind of, like, overwhelming spookiness, just general discomfort. You realize it's the ghost field, this field of magnetism with ghosts and whatnot that kind of surrounds you. It's very much active in this room. You can kind of smell like electrical socket, you know, that metallic sort of smell. And given that you don't like ghosts, it gives you a hella spooky feeling. So go ahead. You're going to take, you didn't take any stress, right?
No, that would be my first one.
Go ahead and take two stress because you don't like ghosts and this is really creeping you out. Ghosts?
Andy, did you move your camera? I forgot. I didn't even notice till this now.
Yeah, I got a new desk.
Oh, cool.
See in the room as well that there's a door, a second door.
All right. Should I? I guess I'll invite these guys in.
Arr.
Yarr.
Yarr.
Something smells metallic and spooky in here.
Smells like ghosts.
That's the ghosts. They make a very fine smell. We whispers know that very well.
Well, can you whisper to them?
No.
Can you get rid of the smell?
Yes.
Short conclusion, but okay.
That was a pirate joke right there. It's called a fart.
Hold on.
I got to laugh out of character, too.
Seven stress.
Three stress. You can attune to it, though. To the ghost.
Me or them?
We're not ghost whisperers.
You can attune to it.
What does that mean, though?
If you attune to the ghost field, it allows you to see the ghost field a lot clearer than everybody else. It also allows you to, kind of see what happened in this room or, you know, things like that.
All right, I'll attune. I got nothing better to do. And I got double attune.
Okay, and then do you want to use any of your, like, upgrades or anything? I know you have a map. Anything else? Nope.
Do I need to use that to see that? I'll just use the attune.
Okay.
So that's two, right?
Yep.
Just two die because I got two dots?
Yeah.
Partial success.
So you, as you attune into the room, what you see ahead of you is a little shocking. So where there used to be something in the room, some heavy piece of furniture, you realize used to be like a small pyramid-like structure, not like a big one that goes up to the ceiling, but more like table height. And on top of it, you can see that there's like blood and some sort of like gross objects floating down off of it. You realize it was like a sacrificial pyramid. The smell that you smell is the residual residue of all the ghosts and people that have died in here. You can see with your ghost vision the distant memory of someone getting beheaded on the pyramid. But it really, this is kind of disturbing to you and kind of shocking. So you're going to go ahead and take level one harm. Shocked.
Level one harm.
Yeah.
Okay. Boys, we got ourselves an occult business in this room. I don't think you want to see what I see, but this is not good.
Then I suggest we get the fuck out of here. And I go towards the door.
The door that you came in or the other door in the room?
The other door.
Okay. You go and head towards it, and you kind of jiggle the handle. Let's see. That roll a zero doll. The door is not locked, but when you open up the door, what you see is just a very long hallway that is very, very long and very, very dark. And a set of stairs leading down.
Okay, yeah, and my fit, or not my fit, my wanting to get away from that obviously a cursed room, I start walking towards it down the hallway very fast.
We better catch up to that. I've seen that man getting out of here. I don't think he can handle this. How are you doing, Juckles?
Oh, I'm very confused.
Not scared, though, are you?
Oh, I mean, no, I'm not. It's a little nerve-wracking. I don't really see the ghosts, but they feel spooky.
You're a brave lad.
No, I turn away just kind of really, really ignorant.
Ignorance is bliss, boy. Remember that. And I turn away kind of like walking away like I gave some wise advice like no one's ever heard that before.
Like I've never heard that before.
That you're so ignorant?
As you get down the first set of stairs and you enter the first kind of main room, you realize you're in a basement structure. So the hallway continues down in front of you. There's several rooms to your right. There's one larger room that's got kind of glass on the on one side of it. And if you look into it, you can kind of see something inside. Some kind of like metallic objects and some sort of like you can't really tell because it's dark on the inside. There's also two rooms down at the end that are currently dark as well.
So somehow we got into the basement?
So the stairs in the demon room you were just in lead down to the basement.
Oh, okay.
Cute.
Yep.
Is that a good place to stop?
Yes.